The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right. We always talk about these things in Extra Funny. It's one of the things that is a topic that is always covered whenever it hits the news again. And that is the woman trying to break a record, if it's whatever woman it is, trying to break a record for making the relations with the most men in a certain amount of time.
Yeah. That's been coming up a lot lately for some reason.
And one of the things that we always focus on is why do they not talk about what losers the men are that are, you know, that are there to do it. So there is a story that I found that is, I think it's hilarious. But if you put yourself in this person's position about how devastatingly embarrassing this would be. So there's a pornography star who is Australian. And her name is Bonnie Blue, because she needed the money. No, it's Bonnie Blue. And she was doing one of these things. And the men's are in the line waiting for their turn. And all of a sudden, this woman busts in. And she starts yelling.
Oh, no.
And guess what she's screaming? Where's my son?
Oh no!
Didn't guess that one.
I know.
I would have never
said husband. She's going to collect her husband.
He was in line, standing there, 19 years old, so he's legal. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like it was an illegal situation. But he. She's like, I'm 19. I can do whatever I want. She said, put your clothes on or otherwise I'll get the police to come for you.
Jeez.
And then there happened to be an influencer there. I don't know if he was just covering it or he was in line himself, but he starts videoing.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so this woman's going crazy. Now, Bonnie Blue is only 25, bless her heart.
Oh.
Life ruined. Ugh.
Now, what would the police do? Or she was just threatening that?
I don't know. Maybe the woman thought that the police would wonder if the woman had a permit to do what she was doing in there. And like, consider that a live sex show or something. I don't know. But, I mean, you're standing in that dirty ass place anyway. And you're in your underwear waiting your turn. And your mom comes and gets you out of line.
I can tell you that's the death of me. If I go and find Brooks Carter Bloom in line, I'm done. I'm done.
And he's done. You're going to probably kill him.
Well, he's done, but I'm emotionally, mentally, I'm.
Now, the Miss Blue, this is her, they're trying to solicit for people to participate. She says, whether you're barely legal or barely breathing, you're welcome to come.
Oh dear.
Oh my God.
Barely legal or barely breathing.
This girl. Well, let me tell you, if Delilah was that girl, way worse. You know, you talk about a double standard here, but it is. I mean,
where is my son?
Could you imagine? Everyone in line is like, that's not my mom, is it?
Gosh.
Whose mom is that?
That'll kill your boner.
Yeah.
It's gone. It's gone.
But, oh, man.
They said that she loudly scolded her son, insisting that his behavior was unacceptable. Several men tried to calm the mother down to get her to be quiet, but she refused until her son exited the place with her. He said, I'm 19. I can do what I want.
I've
signed the consent form, so I have to do it, is basically what he said. I've signed the consent form, so get out of here, Mom.
I'm 19. I can do what I want.
Just because you can do what you want and you're legal doesn't mean you should.
It says that Blue has previously been ridiculed for her sexual stunts and called a quote-unquote predator for propositioning young men. She's been banned from Australia and kicked out of Fiji for targeting recent high school graduates and college students.
No.
What?
Was she?
But as long as they're legal, at least barely legal.
Yeah.
Do you have a picture of her?
Yeah, she's really pretty. I'm looking at pictures. She's beautiful.
Oh, no.
The porn star claims to have successfully unseated Lisa Sparks, a Kentucky porn star. You don't hear that very often, do you? I'm a Kentucky porn star.
Hello.
This doesn't go together. I mean,
that would have flowed so much better if you would have said a porn star from Kentucky.
Sure. Right, right.
Yes.
Kentucky porn star.
I'm a Texas Ranger. Well, I'm a Kentucky porn star.
How do you do?
Oh, man.
What's a Kentucky porn star? I only have sex on bluegrass.
Wow.
But unseated her from the throne. So what she said. Let's see. Wait, where did that part go? So the porn star claims to have successfully unseated Lisa Sparks, a Kentucky porn star who held the Guinness World Record for bonking 1,919 men in one day in 2004.
1,900?
I mean, I'm sorry, 919.
Still.
Yeah.
But this...
You could have said nine, and I would have been like...
Blue initially planned to bed 1,000 blokes before adding a couple of dozen extra notches to her... to her bedpost. Let's see. She slept with her reps confirmed to the Sun that she slept with 1,057 people in 24 hours. And then your son is in line waiting for his turn to go at her.
Why does it always kill me when they're beautiful? It kills me. I don't know.
It's just human nature, because people assume that if somebody is good looking, that they've got more opportunity and they've been blessed more than other people who aren't pretty. It's just like, that's why if somebody dies tragically out of nowhere, they'll say, "Oh, and she was so beautiful."
Yeah,
like it wouldn't have been as sad if she weren't beautiful.
Right. Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
but they always do. Oh my God, it's so beautiful.
Yeah,
yeah. It's more shocking.
Yeah,
she is very cute. She's pretty. I'm disappointed in her. And I would call her a predator if she's going after college boys.
But they're legal. Only predators only do things illegally. Like
right.
Like if you're a predator and you're assaulting people or. Are going after underage people and stuff.
I just view it as she's going towards the weak, or the.
But I mean, she's only 25.
Yeah.
So, 18 to what, college graduates? 22.
Yeah.
18 to 22.
Same age.
Yeah. And you can do a lot of things in Australia at 18 that you can't do in US America. Their drinking age is 18. Mm. 18, that's the way they say it. 18.
But to get banned from your country, they're like, she's banned from, that's...
It's not like you're banned from Costco. No, exactly. You're Australia.
The whole continent of Australia.
Mm-hmm. They could combine the two promotions and go, she'll bonk every male Costco member today.
That's a great idea.
That comes to this location.
Yeah.
It'd probably be less. I mean, 1,056 is how many she did in a
57,
day?
57, yeah.
Wouldn't be outrageous.
But still, the thought of a mom walking in there and saying, "Where is my son? Get out of line."
That just sends chills down your body. You're in line and you hear that.
And then what's the conversation on the way home in the car?
Oh, my God.
I don't think it's happening. I think they're just in dead silence. Like,
I hope he's pouting. I was 57 away from getting, finally getting laid.
And look what his dad said.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What do you think his dad said?
Oh,
he's probably a scumbag.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So he's probably like, leave the boy alone.
Yeah.
Why'd you go down there and embarrass him like that in front of those other trash bags?
Yeah.
I picture no dad, because my husband would be coming with me to
to get a peek.
Probably to get in line.
Get in line.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I think everybody here loves Cinnamon Toast Crunch, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They got a new flavor of Cinnamon Toast Crunch coming out for a limited time, and I think you can only win boxes of it. Pizza-flavored Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Doesn't that sound stupid?
What is that?
Stupid.
I don't know. At first, when I thought they were combining the two, that it would be like a churro pizza, you know, one of those types of like the cinnamon pizzas that they make and all that, like a dessert pizza. And I thought, oh, that could be pretty good. But then I thought it was the pizza that was going to have the Cinnamon Toast Crunch on it. But it's the Cinnamon Toast Crunch that's flavored like pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of those flavors has to go.
I actually don't like any of those different Cinnamon Toast Crunches. Do you know what I mean?
I don't like anything really that's pizza flavored other than pizza.
Yeah, same.
That nothing, no, even as much as I love Pringles, those pizza flavored Pringles, I don't even know if they still make them anymore. They weren't good.
They do. Now, I think you like these, or correct me if I'm wrong. Back in the day, I was probably 8 years old, Keebler made a pizzeria chip.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that? Those were the only good pizza flavored thing.
Mm-hmm, those were good.
Or were we just young and liked them? I don't know. Like no, what I eat
used
it now.
To, I used to like. I don't know. It may not have aged well, or you know, like the candy necklace didn't. Although I bet Jody would still eat that crap.
Oh no, candy necklaces are awful. Ugh.
Yeah, but that was the only thing I can think of that I don't like pizza Pringles. Like you said, I don't like anything flavored pizza.
You know, and I generally don't like anything flavored like coffee except coffee.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like coffee flavored.
Yeah,
regular coffee.
Right. I don't like a espresso martini that all the women are into now, and I don't like that. I don't like any coffee flavored ice cream.
Yeah, I love that. I do too. I've recently started liking that, but yeah.
Chocolate covered coffee beans. You ever had that?
Oh yeah, they hype you up.
Mm-hmm.
You start twitching.
Yeah, I love coffee.
Oh, yeah,
but not. And I'm the same way with beer. I don't want any flavor beer, but beer flavored beer.
Yeah.
Because when it's supposed to be one thing, you can't, you know, I'm with you on that.
Yeah. You kind of sound like Rob. He was saying he doesn't like pickles, but he likes pickle flavored things. He doesn't like watermelon, but he likes watermelon.
No, that's doing the opposite.
No, he was saying he doesn't like pickles, but he wants pickled relish because he doesn't like the crunch and the whole pickle. So I'm saying that I like the flavor of something, but when you like coffee, I like coffee, but when you try to flavor other things to taste like coffee, it doesn't work for me.
You like
He's
the
getting
original
the same
thing.
Exact taste because it's the same exact thing. It's just in a different texture.
Yeah. Which, he doesn't like the original crazy. Form of it, which right. is what you like. Yeah. He doesn't like coffee, but he likes coffee flavored things, right. let's say, or pickle, yeah. you know,
man. I got at Costco the other day, one of those big, you know, because it's at Costco, I got a big one, of those Grillo pickle spears.
The best.
So good.
Yeah. And when I get finished with them, I'm going to take a bath in that bucket they're in. That's how big.
It's big.
Jody goes, he won the other. She goes, these are pickles you like so much. I said, yeah. And she starts to tear at the lid. I said, be careful, because you know that Grillo pickles will leak out all over the place. The lid is very narrow, but it looks like it's big. So you start trying to pull the under flap. Anyway, she goes, my God, spilling everywhere. Mm-hmm. I said, trying to tell you that.
When they fill it to the brim with that.
Yeah.
Oh. And then she goes, I'm not eating this. It's got grass in it. What is this grass floating in it?
Dill? Dill. Yeah, that's hilarious.
I don't want that.
I love her. Ain't nobody better.
What is this grass floating in it?
What is this grass?
That's what a real pickle should look like.
Yeah, but you know what I do when I finish Grillo pickles? I strain it into a different container and I drink the juice, as you know.
Yeah.
Periodically, I'll go drink the juice.
It's good for you.
So mm-hmm. good. Yeah.
But, you know, I typically don't like pickle flavor things, but those dill pickle Lays are so good. They're not on our healthy journey, but they are good. Have you had those? Uh-huh. Oh, they're it's just dill pickle.
I like a salt and vinegar chip, so I'd probably like a dill pickle.
Less salty, but really good.
Yeah, I'll try.
But a pickle ranks really high up on my daily intake. Like peanut butter does.
Yeah.
I think I eat at least one pickle every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I love
them. Have y'all seen that pickle moonshine?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I've had that.
It's been, it was at the ABC store the other day, and it has been discontinued already.
Yeah. Oh, well, really? The one I had never would see a store because it was bought off somebody's back porch.
Oh, wow. That had to be good. Pickle
moonshine. Yeah. Well, and now and it was at high elevation, too.
Now I see all over the internet, instead of like a dirty martini with olives, people are doing pickle juice. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be way better. Yeah.
Have you never had that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So basically just vodka and a little pickle juice shaken into the chilled glass.
Who wouldn't love that? Mm-hmm. And why wasn't that the original dirty martini? That should have been the obvious.
Yeah.
You know?
Duh.
Come on.
Yeah. I like the idea of drinking olive juice, but I don't like olives.
I don't either.
It looks so good, though. And that ice cold glass. Oh.
I don't like olives at all.
I don't either.
But I can drink a filthy, one filthy martini because, you know, I can deal with it in that form. But then it's like, all right, that's enough.
Yeah.
And then the next day I wake up and my face is like five times bigger because it's so salty. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think pickle juice is it more salty than olive juice?
I don't know. It doesn't taste as salty to me, but it might be. It'd be more delicious.
Mm. We got to get pickled pig's feet in here to try them. Because I'm always curious. Didn't you? You're from Concord, North Carolina. I guarantee you saw them on the counter of a gas station.
I've seen them.
Yeah.
Mm. I want to regurgitate.
Yeah, it's gnarly looking.
When I went to Taiwan, that was pretty much all they ate. We went to this street fair, I guess you could call it. Yeah. And they were serving fried pig's feet, pickled pig's feet, you name it.
I'm pickle pig feet fetish.
Yeah.
Well, I was in the grocery store at in the Cayman Islands, and they had just had, you know how a hamburger comes in that red styrofoam thing with the saran wrap over it? They had that there, but it was a pound of chicken feet, just chicken feet. I don't know what they do with that. There's no meat on a chicken foot, is it?
They pull I've seen, there was a video of one of the guys from BTS eating chicken feet, and putting the whole foot in his mouth and then stripping like the skin and the whatever's under cartilage. I don't know. There's no meat on it, right? And then just stripping it off there.
You know what's not for me? Asia. It's not for me. It's not. It's not. I'll never go back. Yeah. I won't.
I don't think it's for me either.
Yeah.
I mean, not against the Asian peoples.
No, I love them.
But yeah, just, I don't want to go to Japan. I don't want to go to China. I don't want to go to India.
Yeah.
I'm good with it here.
Mm-hmm. Seems so far. That's my idea. I know. It seems so far.
And so many people. See, that's one of the things. It's not those aren't peaceful vacations, it doesn't seem like.
Yeah.
You know, it's a hustle and bustle and, you know, a lot of people barking at you on the streets.
Well,
$1. $1 fish. $1 fish.
Yeah. Is that what? 1 pound fish.
1 pound fish.
1 pound fish. Ladies love the 1 pound fish. Yeah. What is that guy? I see him all the time.
Yeah. I love that.
Ladies, get 1 pound of fish. 1 pound. You got to go look that up. One pound of fish.
And you know, he went on America's Got Talent or Britain's Got Talent, one of those. I think it was Britain's Got Talent.
Really?
Yeah, and the crowd went nuts when he walked out there and he said, well, I'm famous because I had a viral video. I sell fish.
Yeah.
And the crowd went nuts. And then they said, okay, well, what are you going to sing for us? And he goes, 1 pound fish.
Yeah. I mean, what are you crazy?
The only thing I know how to sing.
Hello.
You silly.
I'm going to sing some Mariah Carey. What do you think?
Yeah.
1 pound fish.
1 pound fish. You dummy.
I'll send it to you.
I'm gonna see that.
1 pound fish. Very good, very good,
very good, very good. Ladies love the 1 pound fish. It must have been working for him.
Yeah.
Ladies were like, did he just say 1 pound of fish?
I do love 1 pound fish.
I need to go get that.
Oh my god.
Actually, yeah.
All ladies love 1 pound fish.
Who doesn't?
All right, today is Friday, so on the extra funny segment, it's Riggins one-star strip club reviews. If you want to hear that, go subscribe at tjriggins.com/prime.
That's it,
right?
That's it.
Okay, so That is coming up next. If you don't want to pay for that, I guess we'll talk to you Monday sometime. Okay, good.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.